Parshat Ki Tavoh details within it all of the brachot, klalot, the blessings that Klal Yisrael will receive if indeed they follow the ways of the Torah, and the klalot, rachmana litzlan, the curses or the failings that will come upon the Jewish people, chas v'chalila, if they do not follow the ways of Torah and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And interestingly enough, in Perek Chof Zayin Pasuk Chof Vav, after the Torah delineates many of the brachot that Klal Yisrael will receive, the Torah says immediately following, Arur asher lo yakim et ivrei Torah hazot la'asot otan ve'amar kol ha'am amen. Cursed are those, or is he, who does not establish all of the words of Torah to perform the Torah and the mitzvot. Prior to this particular mitzvah, or to this particular kalala, I should say, this curse, the Torah delineates, Arur ha'isha asher yaseh pesel l'masecha, cursed is one who worships avodah zarah, Arur makle aviv v'imo, cursed is one who decides to curse or is indigent to his parents, his father and mother, Arur shochev im eshet aviv, cursed is one who behaves promiscuously and is involved in promiscuous relationships, and so on and so forth. Arur lokeach shochad la'akot nefesh dam naki, cursed is one who is bribed or receives and accepts bribery. So therefore, the question that we have to ask ourselves is, after the Torah delineates and specifies the specific curses, why is it necessary to surmise all of these curses with one klal, one general curse, Arur asher lo yakim et ivrei Torah hazot lasot otam, cursed are those, or is he, who does not follow the words of Torah? Why not simply state this pasuk in of itself, and that would be sufficient? Cursed is anyone who does not follow the words of the Torah, and we would understand whatever's in the words of the Torah, if you don't follow it, obviously you are cursed. That includes promiscuous relationships, that includes business dealings that are done in an improper fashion, that includes not respecting one's parents properly, and so on and so forth. And Rashi also addresses the fact that this pasuk that closes the parsha of klalot is also very general. Says Rashi, Kan kalal et kol haTorah kula, v'kibluah aleihem be'ala u'bishvuah. Rashi establishes the fact that here in this particular pasuk chavav, yes, there is a general rule which is established, a general basis, a principle which is founded, which requires all of Klal Yisrael to accept wholeheartedly the entire Torah, that they would follow, that they would embrace, and that they would accept in a proper fashion. The Ramban, Nachmanides, points out a very interesting thing with regards to this particular pasuk. Arur asher lo yakim et ivrei Torah hazot, says the Ramban, this pasuk, while it does sound general and seems to summarize what we had said before this, the Ramban says that there is language in the pasuk that reveals a particular warning. It does not say, Arur asher lo ya'aseh, cursed is one who does not do or perform or enact upon the mitzvot, but rather, the Torah is very particular in terms of choosing its language. Arur asher lo yakim et ivrei Torah hazot, cursed is one who does not yakim. Yakim is to establish, to uphold, to generate the concept of mitzvot. And therefore the Ramban quotes the Gemara Yerushalmi, which says as follows, Lomad v'limeid v'shamar v'asa, someone who has learnt, or has taught what he has learned, someone who has kept the mitzvot and who has performed and enacted many mitzvot, v'haya sipek biyado l'achzik, and nonetheless, even though he learned and he taught and he kept and he performed, but if he had the opportunity to be machazik, to establish, to instill the concepts of Torah, and to lead a community, a congregation, a kehilah, based on the concept of what the Torah represents, v'lo hichzik, if he did not seize that opportunity to establish the principles and foundations and nurture them, harei zeh bichlal arur, this is the greatest curse that can befall that person, his family, or an entire community should they fail to do so. And what the Ramban is describing here, Rabotai, is the curse, the klala, that comes with the ability to establish a sense of community, a sense of lehachzik ulechazek, to establish and to strengthen the sense that everyone belongs, the sense of achrayut, responsibility to the klal, to the tzibur, to the congregation, to making an Am Yisrael that works, to generating a sense of achdut, of unity, says the Ramban, when we ignore the opportunity to do so, and when we fail to do so, that is the greatest curse that can befall Am Yisrael. And therefore the Ramban says that this pasuk actually refers to gedolei hador, leaders of generation, who have the ability to bridge gaps, who can interface with one another, but who choose not to do so, they are cursed. The greatest form of negligence, explains the Ramban, is when we ignore community, is when we see Jews who are uninvolved, who are unaffiliated, which by the way is the largest statistic in United States Jewry, the largest group of Jews in the United States are unaffiliated. When we ignore them, when we do not heed their call, or chalila, when we behave in a fashion that does not demonstrate unity and that does not promote the concept of achdut, then indeed, the Torah says, that is the prized curse, that is the worst curse that can befall Am Yisrael. Because when Am Yisrael, and when a Jewish person, and when a Jewish leader understands that there is some connection between a Jew and his people, and he tries his hardest to promote that connection, then there still is a strand of hope. Then there still is a strain that exists that can tie that person back to his original Mesorah tradition, to where he comes from. And therefore the Ramban, interestingly enough, explains that hence the mitzvah of Hagbaha. After we read Kriyat HaTorah, every single time when we complete the reading, we perform the mitzvah of Hagbaha. Hagbaha is when one person takes the Torah, lifts it up high in the air, and turns around so that everyone in the tzibur, everyone in the congregation can bear witness to the fact that this is the Torah that we read from. V'zot haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei b'nei Yisrael al pi Hashem biyad Moshe. Indeed, this is the Torah that we heard. The same Torah that binds all of us together, because it comes from the same person, Moshe Rabbeinu, who received it from the same God that knows all of us in common, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kivyachol above, who gave us the Torah.
The Torah asher sam lifnei b'nei Yisrael. This pasuk does not differentiate between facets or pockets of Am Yisrael, but it includes all of Klal Yisrael. All of us were privy to receive the Torah at Har Sinai. All of us said in unison, Na'aseh v'nishma. And therefore there is no difference between who sees the Torah, hears the Torah. We are bound by the same principles and foundations which clearly allow ourselves to call ourselves with pride Am Yisrael. And therefore, says the Ramban, the title of the mitzvah itself is Hagbah. Hagbah comes from the word lehagbia, to raise, to elevate. It is the obligation of Am Yisrael to look after one another and to ensure that we raise and elevate our spirituality, obviously within ones who are religious and have servitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but even more so, to obligate ourselves to instill a sense of religiosity, of spiritual servitude, of affiliation to those who are not privileged to completely understand and appreciate what it means to be elevated, to completely enhance the concept of Torah and Mitzvot. When we fail to do so, when we do not recognize Am Yisrael as a tzibur, as a congregation, and when we disrupt our existence by separating ourselves, by passeling and excluding and placing various elements of Jewish population in cherem, excluding them and having nothing to do with them, this is the klala, the curse, that is indeed the basis that disrupts the entire existence of Bnei Yisrael. I remember once when I was a Rav in the United States, so I was escorting one of my congregants who I happened to be close with. He's a fellow who is not religious, but I would say a very, very religious man. Deep down, he had a tremendous emotion, a connection to the Jewish people. And it pained him to see the rifts that existed between the Jewish community, obviously not only the local one, but of course on a global scale as well. And as he was being wheeled down to receive a serious surgery, I happened to be there by his bedside, and we're going down to the operating room, and I'm escorting him, and I'm talking to him to have koach, to be chazak, to be strong, that Kadosh Baruch Hu should be with him, and I'm reciting Tehillim, and he looks at me and he says, Rabbi, we have to find a way to help people see past their differences. Because in the end of the day, he said, we are all the same. And at the moment of truth, person receives a tremendous amount of revelation. He realizes that when it comes to the end of the day, when it comes to our standing in front of our Creator, and when it comes to an assessment of our spiritual fulfillment in this world, then really there is no difference between the obligations that all of us have and between the Creator that ultimately all of us will stand in front of as we approach this Yom HaDin. There is a terrible word in the Hebrew lexicon, modern Hebrew lexicon, that exists to this day that always disturbs me, and every time I hear it, it irks me. The word is chiloni. Israelis refer to non-religious Jews as chiloniim. Chiloni comes or is a derivative of the Hebrew word chol. Hamavdil ben kodesh lechol. He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, separates between kedusha, holiness, and chol, that which is mundane. How can we possibly refer to part of the Jewish people who are not religious, nonetheless refer to them as chiloniim, people who are chol, who are mundane, who are void of kedusha, who have no spiritual essence inside of them? Chalila v'chas. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not differentiate between datiyim and lo datiyim, between religious and non-religious. In the Havdalah we say, I'm avdil ben kodesh lechol, ben or lechoshech, ben Yisrael la'amim. The differentiation that we make is between the Jewish people and the rest of the world. That is what allows us to call ourselves Am Yisrael. But chalila to differentiate between religious and non-religious, certainly not by referring to others who are not privileged, who may not understand, who are void of Jewish knowledge, and therefore not religious, to refer to them as chilonim, as mundane, as empty. It's a terrible, terrible excuse. It's a terrible reference. Unfortunately, I saw even in my local neighborhood here in Eretz Yisrael a group of very extreme Jews who are dressed in what we would call Haredi. In the United States, they would call it black hat. The entire garb, the kapatas, the strimlach, the black hats, the suits, everything that would seem to appear to be the uniform of an extremely religious person. And I saw a group of these people, and obviously it is not indicative or representative of the entire Haredi population. That's absurd, because that's also not right to be judgmental in that sense. But I saw a group of these people having a hafganah. They were protesting, and they were outside and protesting with signs while they were davening Maariv. And at this particular Maariv, they were protesting that the Iriyah, the local city council, should not allow non-religious Jews to purchase apartments in our city. And I said to myself, Ribono shel Olam, how can a person stand in fear and awe and prayer in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is the Borei Olam, who breathes life into every single individual, who allows us to call ourselves Tzelem Elokim? Every person was created because Vayipach Be'apav Ruach Nishmat Hashem, because God breathes life into each and every one of us. How can one stand in prayer and daven that God should not allow our fellow Jews, even if they are not religious, to settle amongst us? Are we that insecure? Are we that fearful? Are we that exclusive? Why are we exclusive as opposed to being inclusive? Why are we so intolerant of one another as opposed to being accepting? And even I see in my own children, and it pains me at such, I talk to my children about various halachot or various religious principles. Sometimes they'll throw at me something from left field and they'll say, Abba, stop it, we are not Haredi. And I say to myself, I say to them now, Halavai Shiyeh Haredim, I wish we were Haredim LaHashem Elokeichem. A Haredi is someone who is fearful in front of Hashem, who longs to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'dalet amot shel halacha, confines and confirms the concept of being surrounded by halacha, by fear of God, by awe of Torah. Unfortunately, we have this habit of labeling various parts of our population, of excluding ourselves, or even raising ourselves as being exclusive. The Torah does not distinguish between the Jewish people. The Torah sees us as a unit. Kol Yisrael arevim ze lazeh. All of us are responsible for one another. And therefore, at the closure of all of the klalot, the Torah says, Arur asher lo yakim et divrei haTorah hazot lasot atam. Woe is to the person or people who do not see the entire Torah as a general instruction for all of Am Yisrael. followed by the statement, Ve'amar kol ha'am, amen. Everyone says in unison, amen, because everyone has a share. Everyone is a part of the experience of Jewish success and chas v'chalila, Jewish failure. We ask this question as we approach 1 week before Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. Ema tadin mutelet alecha. When we fear the judgment that will raise upon us by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we approach Rosh Hashanah, it is not enough for ourselves to ask individually what we can do to enhance our spirituality. It's important for us to see past our rifts, past our differences. We have enough problems with the world outside around us. We have to promote activity that promotes achdut, oneness, unity. The greatest unity that we experience is on Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, when we all daven as one, when we all walk around and ask mechila from one another. There are no differences between us. We do not judge each other because we know very well who ultimately will judge every single one of us. And when we understand and appreciate that awesome concept of responsibility towards our nation, towards our people, and that enhances our responsibility and love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is only with this type of attitude that we are zoche and privileged to be given the blessing of what follows. In Perek Chav Chet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Unitancha Hashem LaRosh VeLo LeZanav, God will bless the Jewish people as being the head and not the tail. Ve'ayita Rak LeMa'ala, we will then understand what it means to be above all of the differences, above all of the compromises, above all of the innuendos that make us so upset and cause us to go in such extremes. V'lo tiyeh lemata, we will no longer be below. Why? Because all of Klal Yisrael, ki tishma el mitzvot Hashem Elokecha, for then we will be able to listen as one to the mitzvot of Hashem, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, lishmor velasot, that God has commanded all of us to watch and to keep and to secure in order to preserve Am Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. The question we can discuss at the table, this Parshat Ki Tavo, list three examples of brachot that Moshe gave Bnei Yisrael and explain what they mean. Shabbat Shalom.